Welcome to The Spoken Words. I'm Ella.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is the English Department Radio Show, which you probably don't know, unless you're a repeating listener.
We have many loyal fans.
We have three.
Well,
two?
My parents haven't been able to listen recently, so
we're down.
We have, like, one.
Our listenership is down.
But that's okay, because fun fact, we are recording all of these shows.
That's true.
And they will be available on some form related to the English Department website.
Oh, yes, that's
true. We're
not
totally sure how this
news.
We're not totally sure how this is going to work yet, but it'll be sent out with the newsletter, the words, and it'll also be archived somewhere. So that, you know, you will be able to become a listener, a loyal listener. You'll get a backlog of all of our amazing shows.
Mm-hmm. DVR.
The equivalent. Radio. It's, you know, more out of date because it's radio, but
even more obsolete.
Well, it's kind of like a podcast, which isn't obsolete.
That's true.
So there you go.
Podcasts are on the rise.
That's current day stuff right there. So that's good.
It is.
And we will give you more information about that once we figure out more about it and where you can actually listen to it. But just know that that's coming.
It's coming.
Get excited.
Fast. Soon.
We'll have, like, merch with our spoken words on it.
Well, we were discussing having a poster.
That's true. That you could purchase for $20 and all the profits come to us directly.
Funding your Hamilton New York trip.
Ah, the dream. The dream. But it would take a lot of posters for that.
Yeah.
Okay, if each poster is $500.
Okay.
That might help more.
We'll see if anyone will buy any.
I'm going to just go ahead and guess no already.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Well, you know, we all have to fail sometimes before we can succeed, ultimately.
We do.
Okay.
All right. We have more content for today, both past, present, and future.
Oh, my God.
Present. Maybe just future. Maybe just past and
the news
future.
Currently in the English department is that we are doing this radio show right now.
That's our present news.
Yeah, so that's, I guess, sort of present news.
It is.
We have a lot past and future, though.
Yeah. So but going back to last week, which many of you may not remember. I don't remember last week.
That's a personal problem, and we don't want to hear about it.
I'm sure there are dozens of other people who don't remember last week.
Okay.
Dozens.
Okay. So what happened last week? Was there any momentous occasion for the English department?
There was.
What was it? I don't remember.
Marlon James won the Booker Prize.
Who's Marlon James?
He's an English professor.
Oh.
In the English department.
Wow. I'm faking the fact that I haven't heard
it
of him.
It is. Yeah.
For comedic effect.
It
wasn't
land. Very comedic.
It didn't land,
it
but
it was not,
you know,
very comedic.
Okay. Okay, you know, it's really, like, the first rule of improv is that your partner is supposed to agree with everything. And so when you shoot me down like that, it really defeats the purpose.
I don't agree with that.
Oh, my God. You're the worst at this.
I've never taken an improv class. I'm sorry.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it because you would fail. I don't even know if you could fail an improv class and you would still manage to. You'd be the first student in history to get an F.
An F?
An F.
In a class that you, like, pay for?
Yeah.
I don't think that's possible.
I don't know.
I don't think that's possible.
I don't know. You transcend a lot of things.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
That was nice.
It wasn't.
It wasn't nice, but if you took it out of context, it sounds nice.
That's so true.
It
we
is.
We could just get, like, a soundbite of that.
Yeah.
And you can play it whenever you're feeling sad.
Yeah. But last week on Marlon Watch
2015. Well, We're trying something new, and it's perhaps not working as well as it could have. I'm going to fill for time here while we figure out our technical difficulties. English. It's a great thing.
Okay, we have just failed.
But that's okay.
We tried to do some dramatic music.
Unless it was playing over the air and we just couldn't hear it here because the mics were on.
Maybe.
Oh, boy. You know what? If you heard the dramatic music, then we succeeded. If you didn't hear it, then we failed.
We'll try again
and
next week.
Even if you did hear it, we kind of failed because we didn't realize
we were just
could
talking
hear it.
Over it.
Oh, boy. You know what? We will figure this out. We have been really committed to getting jingles this week, like we've been promising for weeks.
We have two more that we will be playing later.
And we're going to figure this out, okay?
We'll try We'll try.
We're this is a learning process.
It is.
We're learning. You're learning how to listen. It's fine.
Yep. Anyway, so in Marlon Watch, he won.
Yes, let's change the subject to that. So Marlon James won an award.
He did. And we were talking about playing the speech, which we couldn't play last week, but now we can because it's online.
Yeah, thanks, BBC.
So here you go. Here is Marlon James, his speech after winning the prize.
I was so convinced I wasn't going to win, I didn't write a speech. But I did carry a card. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I just met Ben Okri, and it just hit me how much of my literary sensibility was shaped by the Man Booker Prize. That the Man Booker Prize is that award you hear about that is suddenly increases your library by 13 books. And I remember my great turning point as a writer was when a friend of mine handed me Salman Rushdie's novel Shame. And I had no idea. I remember reading it and being so appalled by it. Because I grew up in a very sort of British colonial, Dickensian, George Eliot, and I love those writers. And the idea that those things were possible in fiction just never occurred to me. But that just added to the sort of Booker sort of mythology. The Booker was that thing you hear about, and it shapes your writing, it shapes your thinking.
Hello, welcome back. There's actually more of that speech, but the BBC website cuts him off.
They don't want you to hear the real news. Or actually, they just wanted a soundbite. But
that's true.
Yeah,
it is an awkward stop there.
It's an awkward. They could have done better, but they chose not to.
BBC, so unprofessional.
Wouldn't that be embarrassing?
That would be so embarrassing.
To mess something up like that.
Oh man!
In a media like
where people are listening
the radio
to you.
Or a website or just any
I'm
number
just
of things.
I'm really disappointed in the BBC.
They're not professionals like some of us.
Like, yeah.
We're going to pretend that thing didn't happen, and we're going to learn from it, and we're going to be better next time.
We are.
And that's the important part.
We are.
Okay.
So, moving on to the more recent past.
Or I guess we could mention again the fact that Marlon James will be having an event on campus. It's the 28th.
4:30.
Is that next Wednesday? What week is it?
I don't even know.
It's a Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Yes. After fall break.
Usually when treat night would be, it's in Janet Wallace. There will be food and speeches and drinks and...
Literature.
Culture.
Expanding your horizons.
Yeah. All these good
artistically.
Things. Wow.
Yeah. So
you'll also feel
that.
Cool. Be close to greatness.
You won't be quite there yet, though. You'll just be near it.
Near greatness.
It's not the same thing as having it yourself, but
that's true.
You can pretend for a few moments.
A few shining, glorious moments.
Mm. Anyway. So go to that.
More
RSVP to it.
Oh. That too.
Yeah. And what's what happened in the more recent past, Ella?
In the more recent past, there was the Twin Cities Book Festival, sponsored by Rain Taxi, where our very own Matt Burgess was on a panel. I know some people went to it. I did not.
Yeah, again, we're continuing our fine tradition of covering events that we didn't bother to actually go to ourselves.
Well, I mean... We still have to cover them.
Yeah,
we
also choose not to interview people who did go or anything that would require research and lead to more content or interest for our listeners.
It's very sad.
No, it's our thing now.
It's our thing? Shtick. Our sad, incompetent thing.
You know what? It's fine. This is the last show before fall break. Everyone's already phoning it in. We're just also phoning it in, but over the air so everyone can hear it.
Radioing it in. Microphoning it in.
We should probably not do that, but that's okay because some other people went and I chatted with them briefly about it. There's a panel that Matt Burgess
was
on.
The character of a cop.
There were three people.
There were Matt Burgess, Alan Eskins, who wrote The Guise of Another, and Shayna Gallion, who wrote Strength to Stand, and they talked about let's see, the little blurb says, these three authors investigate the netherworld of crime fiction and the complex and quirky detectives they depict in an attempt to solve the mystery of why we love to read about cops. Moderated by Jeff Kamen, host of the long-running Open Book Club Books and Bars. This, then it says this event was co-sponsored by the English department, which it was.
Hey, that's us.
Hey.
Hey.
So.
Yeah, apparently it was a pretty interesting panel. They shared the space pretty well. Like, no one dominated it exactly. They all brought different experiences to it. Like, I think, I mean, Matt Burgess is a professor, obviously.
Yeah.
One of the authors, I believe, was an ex-defense attorney, prosecutor.
Really?
Something.
Yeah. Well, I guess that would make sense.
And the other person did research on their own. So they had some different perspectives on cops in literature. And all that.
Yeah, and Matt Burgess's recent book, Uncle Janice, is about cops. So it all makes sense.
Which
released this year.
I believe Uncle Janice is coming out on paperback soon-ish,
yes.
Correct? I don't have an ETA on that, but...
Or it might already be.
You know what?
It's soon. It's out. You should read it.
It's definitely in hardback, so
yeah.
Buy it.
Yeah.
Buy it hardcover, guys.
Libraries probably have it.
That too. Support your local library.
Hey.
Read this book that I also have not read yet.
It sounds pretty good. I was thinking about reading it, though. Mm.
I went to a reading that he did at Commonplace Books sometime.
Last semester.
In the distant past. I don't remember when it was. It occurred sometime, though. I was definitely there, and it was a good reading.
Mm-hmm.
He's a funny man.
Yes.
That's all I have to add. I don't remember any details about it particularly, other than him reading a selection from Uncle Janice that was amusing.
Humorous.
Humorous. I giggled.
That's what the back of the book said.
It said hilarious. The jacket copy was just hilarious read.
Something like that.
Mm. That's
they
not
usually
good.
Are.
That is usually what they are, but it's not good.
No. You're in literary publishing class. You should.
I don't want to brag, but I'm basically an expert because
wow.
I've taken a 200 level class.
You're not
for
even done
half
with
a
it.
Semester. Yeah. I know a lot.
Okay.
I know nothing.
You wrote jacket copy last week.
Hey, it wasn't good.
I'm still proud of you.
Thank you.
For writing jacket copy.
Thank you.
All right. So now for our favorite segment of the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's favorite. No one's favorite except for ours.
But we're going to introduce it with a jingle, and this time we're
going to
introduce that jingle correctly.
Welcome to... Anyway, that's a song that exists in the world. That's the whole song, by the way. It is a 16-second song about food.
And so we really felt like it matches us in content, but not in its brevity, because when we talk about food, we talk about it for a lot longer
we
than 17 seconds.
For 25 minutes.
But we thought it was a nice contrast between our incessant ad nauseum discussions of food and this succinct but passionate discussion. So, you know, food.
Yeah,
it's the
anyway,
food corner.
In our content, treat night, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell our viewers, listeners, what it is?
They can't see us.
That's why I said listeners.
Yeah,
I made a mistake. We all make mistakes, Amanda.
I remember making a mistake merely 10 minutes ago. But no, anyway. So as everyone is aware, fall break is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Classes are not in session on Thursday or Friday, which is very exciting. And so Treat Night is really the last event that's happening before fall break. And so the English department wants to make it easy for you. So we're having trail mix in bags.
Yes.
But
so you can just grab them.
It's delicious trail mix. But if you're on your way to the airport going somewhere, if you're getting ready for that wild road trip that you're finally taking over the 4 days you have off, it's going to be a short one. Then you can just grab a bag of trail mix and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you still want the camaraderie of the English department, you can sit down in the lounge and eat your bag
there.
Of treat mix. Treat what?
Trail mix.
Trail mix.
Treat mix.
Oh, no. I can't even speak English anymore. This is really going downhill.
It is. You can come. We'll be there. You can berate us for our terrible show.
You know what? That would be a fair thing to do, but, give us content and then it'll be better.
We also made you trail mix. So.
That's true. Yeah, we actually did it with our own two hands.
We did,
four
the two of
hands.
Us. Four hands.
With gloves.
There are pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
There is candy corn, which I'm excited about.
Candy corn is trash, but
it is
some
not.
People
it's
like
delicious.
It. Some
it is the greatest Halloween candy.
Fools like candy corn.
I love candy corn.
Intelligent people with sophisticated palates do not like candy corn, but
there's
it's
also
still in there.
Popcorn.
Yeah. Kettle corn, is it?
Something it's like caramel
it's like
corn,
caramel.
Something
delicious.
Candied popcorn.
Mm.
It'll be good.
Little chocolate chunks.
Chocolate chunks.
That doesn't sound super appealing. Wait, isn't there something else? Marshmallows.
Marshmallows, yes.
Hey.
Those little cute, tiny marshmallows.
Yeah, they put in hot cocoa.
I love those.
It's sort of autumnal or Halloween-y, this mix. Mm-hmm. With the candy corn, marshmallows. Reminds you of a cool night by the fire. Except we don't have a fire because it's the English department, not a lodge.
Jan was saying that she wanted a fireplace.
Like a real one?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome, actually.
I support that.
We had that fake one that we put up sometimes.
I love the fake one.
I know, I do too. I'm not hating.
Over
winter.
It's like a Christmas decoration,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. So look forward to that because we will have a fake fireplace at some point.
I love fake fireplaces.
That's weird.
Personally.
Do you have one at your house?
No. We have a real one.
Hey, we do too.
Or
it's gas burning.
Yeah. It's not like a real fireplace because you don't put like wood in it. It's
oh,
like gas.
Yeah,
you flip
so
the switch.
Gas, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't quite count, does it? We have, at my house back home, we have raccoons living in our chimney currently, so we can't actually have fires because their nests block the chimney, and then all of the smoke just comes back into our house and we suffocate. So
that sounds fun.
But the raccoons are very adorable. Sometimes
raccoons
dust,
are not adorable.
They peek over the edge of the chimney and look at you. Do you say raccoons are not adorable?
Yeah.
Do you want to take this outside? We can put this to music and then go fight.
Because I'd love to.
I would fight about raccoons. They're one of my favorite animals.
I hate raccoons.
Oh my god. One time when I was a very small child, a raccoon fell down our chimney. Our chimney has had a lot of raccoons in its life. So anyway, fell down our chimney, and then we had to call animal control to get it taken away. But ever since then, I've been obsessed with raccoons. It's like my origin story.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's weird.
I was like two.
Okay.
Two-year-olds.
But you
weird.
Still like raccoons, so it's weird.
They're adorable. They
they're
have the
not,
little,
they're not
the little
adorable.
Masks and the stripy tails, and they wash their food.
No.
Oh my God. Why are you so mean? They're chubby. They just waddle
it's
around
not,
at dusk. And
nothing is appealing
dusk
about
is,
this.
Oh my God. Do you not like animals?
I like animals. I don't like raccoons.
Oh.
Well, anyway.
For the listeners at home, I'm glaring at Ella because she's wrong.
I'm right, and we're probably gonna fight about it. So while we fight about it, we'll take you to some music.
That's true.
So you don't have to listen to us pathetically punching each other.
Slap, like a little slap fight.
Yeah,
it'd be awkward on the air.
It would.
Yeah,
it's awkward in real life.
True
as well.
True.
But first song we're gonna play is, I don't even know how to say this. Do you know how to say this? It's your song. Tamaz Call.
You know what? They say it in the song, so just wait for that
just wait
sweet
for
moment
the
in the chorus when they say it.
By Monsters of Folk.
A.
So, enjoy.
Thank you. underground. Comb with heavy magnets, but it still hasn't been found. Oh, I'm sweating out my secrets in the Temescal. The screaming in the kite that a star's about to fall. Looking through the trees, cities and the seas, things we've seen on these on the lawn. But there and then they're gone. There and then they're gone.
Down.
difficult to pull me from myself again. And in our travels, we found the roads. You held it like a mirror, showing me the life I chose. And I returned to my beautiful city. Black skies changed into blue. And my love is so wise and so pretty. But tonight, dear fellow traveler, under the moon, I think I'm growing weary and I'm hoping you'll come soon. And if I see you in clean new clothes, I hope you hold the mirror up to show me what I chose. And I'll return to my beautiful city. Black skies will change into blue. And oh, my love is so wise and so pretty. Some nights I'll still dream of you. And I'll return to my beautiful city. Black skies will change into blue. And oh, my love is so wise and so pretty. Some nights I'll still dream of you. I know you're out there in the shadows. I know you're out there in the shadows. Dear fellow traveler, underneath the moon. Dear fellow traveler, underneath the moon. Dear fellow traveler, underneath the moon. Dear fellow traveler, underneath the moon.
Welcome back. You're listening to 91.7 FM WMCN, McAllister College Radio, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, last time we had the issue where you thought I was going to say St. Paul, Minnesota, and then I didn't. And
this time I just assumed that you were going to let me down.
I've just powered through too many times, so now I don't get to say St. Paul, Minnesota.
And here are the consequences.
Well, we can do the station tags again.
That's true. We'll have to do them again.
There you go.
We'll make it work.
You were planning things on the air.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
For us.
Anyway, personally. Music.
Yes. You were just listening to Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings, which is a very long title, by Father John Misty. Before that was Dear Fellow Traveler by Seawolf. Before that was New Americana by Halsey. And before that was Timah's Call by Monsters of Folk. I did not listen to see how they pronounced it.
I mean, you should be embarrassed, but also I should be because I also don't remember how to pronounce it.
I'm pretty disappointed in you, actually.
You know, I don't need this. I don't need this at all.
I know.
Listeners, you see why we were fighting during the break.
There's a lot of... We're very injured.
Yeah.
We're both going to have to go to the doctor after this, but you need a new doctor.
Yeah, I called my doctor and they left me a voicemail when they called back.
They're trying to break up with
her. They told me to get a new doctor, which is fair enough because they're back in Kansas and I probably do need to find one in St. Paul, but it was a little hurtful nonetheless.
It is.
I got broken up with by my doctor on the phone.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Yeah.
Man.
And it wasn't even a phone call. It was a voicemail. That's like only one step above a text.
I got broken up with by a doctor once, but it was by letter. I don't know if that's better, worse.
It's kind of official, so it almost makes you feel fancy while you're realizing that your life is ruined.
Yeah.
That's an exaggeration of being.
Why do doctors have to break up with you?
Well, this one's a pediatrician and I'm 21 years old, so they probably have a decent reason.
My doctor left the profession, so it also makes sense.
Oh, yeah. One of my dentists also broke up with me because they retired.
Man.
We've had a struggle in our lives.
This is sad.
Wow.
I'm sad.
When I called the doctor's office, they asked either what my name was or the child's name was, and I was like, you know what?
It's time.
This is awkward, but it's both. This is the same person. It's me.
I am the child.
Yes. So, you know, we all have to move on. We have to learn to move on sometimes.
We do.
Okay.
All right. PSA is everyone's favorite part of the hour.
Yeah, it's
my favorite.
We
should have a jingle for the PSAs,
too. Oh, my God. Wait, should it be the More You Know thing from NBC, or is that copyrighted?
Well, we can play copyrighted. We can play songs.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
We can play whatever we want. Okay, next week,
okay,
we will play the More You Know thing.
We're doing more like things that should be behind-the-scenes planning on the air. But you know what? We want to be transparent here, because this is your show. This isn't our show. We want you to know the process behind deciding the dumb jingles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know if you have any ideas for dumb jingles.
Because
we would love to hear
them. Honestly, our favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
We're very excited.
Anyway, so PSAs on the 29th of October, which is next Thursday.
Yes?
Yes, next Thursday. There will be a 24-hour broadcast here on WMCN.
Wow.
So stay tuned for WMCN's annual 24-hour broadcast coming up on Thursday, October 29th. We'll be giving away goodies all night from 2 a.m. to 7 a.m. More information coming soon.
Giving away goodies? I like the sound
of that. I
don't
know what kind of goodies. Actually, I'm trying to think about last year. I think there were a t-shirt and like CDs?
I don't think I was here for it last year.
I believe there were CDs.
Okay.
At least.
I like CDs.
Yeah.
Everyone likes CDs.
Yeah.
So tune into that, guys.
Yeah.
Next Thursday.
Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Get excited.
So anyway, but talking about Thursdays, let's talk about...
I love talking about Thursdays.
That was the best segue I've ever done. Let's talk about last Thursday, one of the most recent English Department-sponsored events that occurred.
Which one of us has actually gone
this
to...
This is pretty wild, and I don't want to shock any of you guys, but I actually attended this event that we're going to be talking about, so we will have some content to discuss rather than just reading the press release and saying, we heard it was good. So that's exciting. So last Thursday, there was an event at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis for the play To Kill a Mockingbird. The English department got, I think, like 30 tickets or something to it. So a lot of students were able to go for free, which was very exciting.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's actually, in my opinion, one of the nicest features of the English department is that on occasion they will acquire free tickets to shows at the Guthrie and other places.
Very cool.
So I've seen a lot of live theater on the English department's dollar in my day here. Like they did Othello one time, which was a really good performance. Oh. I feel like I've seen the Midsummer Night's Dream as an English department sponsored event. I don't know. There's been quite a few of them, so keep an eye out for posters like that because that's a semi-regular occurrence. But anyway, To Kill a Mockingbird, that was pretty good. So it's, I know this is also probably news to you, but it's based on the book by, Harper Lee?
Harper Lee.
Yeah. And it's about the South in the 19th. I don't know why I'm giving you background. Literally everyone on planet Earth has read this book.
Yeah.
You know what it's about. So the performance, it was pretty good. I liked their set because it was kind of minimalist for a lot of it. It was at the like Thrust stage at the Guthrie, and the part that like goes out was just a swing that Scout was sitting on, and there was no other setting stuff there for the first part of it. And then there was just like the houses in the background, and like a screen door.
Wow!
So that was cool. So it like allowed the actors more freedom of movement, things like that. But then during the courtroom scene, they like raised up this really cool set of courtroom stuff that was really neat. And one of the fun things was the intermission coincided with like a recess in the court case. So it's like, clever, very clever. I was interested to see how they were going to stage it because I've actually never seen the movie. So I'm only familiar with the story as a novel. And it's always interesting how adaptations work and what changes they have to make and everything. Obviously, they took out a lot of characters and plot that wasn't as much related. Tragically, towards the end, during the thunderstorm scene, the climax, when Scout is wearing her giant ham costume, she was not wearing that on stage.
What?
I was a little upset. That's honestly probably my biggest complaint is the fact that they did not construct a ham costume and force a small child to wear it on stage. But you know what? That happens. Fine. Whatever.
Oh, man.
One of the characters functioned as narrator to sort of give you an idea of what's going on, which is nice because I haven't read the book since freshman year of high school. So I've forgotten a decent amount of the plot, other than like the courtroom scene that everyone remembers, and the ham costume that was conspicuously absent, but that's fine. I'm not bitter. The acting was fine. The children, I mean, you know, they were very good at projecting. They didn't have any problems with confidence or acting ability. They were loud and they had small children voices, which, you know, like people who are bigger fans of children probably found it endearing and adorable. I was just kind of like,
there they are.
There's children.
They're acting.
They have high-pitched voices. But you know what? They were good at what they were doing.
Okay.
And this is like a failing on my part that I was vaguely annoyed by it. I also went to a play where most of the main characters are children and then I'm complaining about the actors being
That's
children.
That's true. That might be your problem.
These are all of my problems, but I'm just going to air my own personal issues right now.
On the radio.
Yeah, I have problems. And I need to get over them. But, yeah, overall, it was a good performance. Atticus is always a cool character. The costumes were good.
Gotta love it.
Mm.
I guess you don't have to. But
well, that's
many
true.
People do.
It's my least favorite book. That's a lie. I don't even know. I don't know why I'm just
making
blatant.
Outlandish statements on the radio.
I'm so used to just being contradictory when I'm talking to you that I can't turn it off.
You're letting our listeners down.
I'm sorry, two of you.
All two of them.
I'm so sorry. I feel really bad. But yeah, so keep an eye out for that. Typically, there will be a poster announcing any events like that the English department is offering in the
and
lounge.
Emails.
There will be emails from Jan Beebe, our department coordinator. And you'll have notice. You just have to like send an email to get on a list.
Yep.
Then they provide transportation, which is really nice. And you get to ride a school bus again, in case you've been missing that since high school. So you get to ride a school bus downtown and then back, so you don't have to pay bus fare, which is nice.
It's very nice.
You can't get lost.
Also nice.
A legitimate concern for some people.
Yes.
Not me, of course, but some people.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
You seem...
not going to go into this on the radio, but...
I've actually not gotten desperately lost.
Okay.
I've never gotten on, like, the wrong bus or anything.
Okay.
So...
All right. That's, I guess, impressive.
When I'm driving, I get lost.
It's less impressive.
It's really bad. I get lost a lot.
It's sad. So anyway, Amanda's going to think about her failures while we play some music.
Yeah, I am.
But it's okay because we'll be playing some Hozier.
I
Amanda's
love
main man.
Hozier, guys.
All of our main man.
Yeah,
how
I'm
do you
not,
say that?
All of our main... But wait, no, but he's still singular.
Yeah.
It's just us that's plural now.
All of the main our man main of man. All of us.
You know what? The point of this whole nonsense is that I'm not claiming ownership of any kind. He belongs to all of us. And we all love him. And if you don't, you're wrong.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe Noah Gunderson doesn't love him. That's another story.
Let's not talk about that.
Here's Work Song.
Yeah.
By Hozier.
The burning heat, I just think about my baby. I'm so full of love I could barely eat. There's nothing sweeter than my baby. I'd never want once from the cherry tree. 'Cause my baby's sweet as can be. She'd give me two flakes just from kissing me. When my time comes around, down, I'll crawl home to her. That's when my baby found me. I was 3 days on a drunken sin. I woke with the walls around me, nothing in her room but an empty crib. And I was burning up a fever. I didn't care much how long I lived. But I swear I thought I dreamed her. She never asked me once about the wrong I did. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. Body done. If the Lord don't forgive me, I'd still have my baby and my babe would have me. When I was kissing on my baby and she put her love down soft and sweet, in the lonely light I was free. Heaven and hell were words to me. When my time comes around, let me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to earth. When my time comes around, let me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to
mistakes don't count.
Welcome back. You're listening to 91.7 FM WMCN McAllister College Radio
in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Wow.
Teamwork.
That was really good.
You know what? We can learn from our mistakes.
That was really good.
I'm proud of us.
I am very proud of us. Anyway, you're just listening to Love Crime by Susie Sue and Brian Ritzel. And before that was Holy Branches by Radical Face. And before that was Work Song by our man, Hozier.
Everyone's man.
Mm-hmm. Hozier. Anyway. So now is time for our host recommendations. There you go.
That's our jingle.
That's our jingle.
We spent a lot of time on this, guys.
We did.
We rejected many, many jingles.
We did. We were harsh critics.
Mm-hmm.
Only the best for us.
And then we ended up with that. So, you know, we didn't try that hard.
It sounds like the Arrested Development and credit music. So.
And that's all you need in life.
I like it.
That's all you need in life.
I like it.
Okay. So, host recommendations. Who wants to go first?
You're first on the list.
Okay, I'll go first. I'm also first in our listeners' hearts. So
wow. That's a bold claim. I don't think either of us are first in our listeners' hearts.
I didn't mention the Noah Gunderson thing.
Anyway. You just mentioned it again.
Okay, anyway. So my recommendation is a very timely one because I'm recommending the first in a series, and the third book in the series actually comes out today.
Wow.
So if you have time to get to a bookstore, you can purchase that, but you probably won't because you haven't read the first two yet. So I can see where this is actually ill-advised. Wait, I'm rethinking my entire life now.
No, just go for it. Just power on through.
So it's one of J.K. Rowling's books that is not Harry Potter. So you've probably heard of it because it's J.K. Rowling, but on the off chance that you haven't, it's called The Cuckoo's Calling, and she's written it under her pen name, Robert Galbraith, which is what she writes this series under. And it is about a private detective, and it's a murder mystery kind of thing, which isn't always the genre that I would read that much, but I really like these ones. It's one of those where you care more about the main character, who's the private detective, and the woman who works with him, than maybe you necessarily do about the crime. Because the crime is interesting, but at the end of the day, you're reading it for the characters.
Yeah.
It's character and plot driven. Which also, character and plot driven things is a very nice break after an English class where every book you read is aesthetically beautiful and nothing happens.
Yeah.
And no one's in it.
Mm-hmm.
So check those out. So the first one is called The Cuckoo's Calling. The second one is The Silkworm. And the one that comes out today is called Career of Evil.
So, Career of Evil.
Career of Evil.
I love it.
Which sounds super intense.
That's a great name.
I am going to read it. I also see on the Wikipedia page that it comes out today in the U.S. And it comes out on the 22nd in the UK, which seems kind of unfair.
That's weird.
Since she's a UK-based author. Mm. But you know what? Whatever. Whatever. Read them. Love them. You don't have to love them.
You have to love them.
You have to read them. You don't have to love them.
Do they have to read? Everybody who's listening to us has to read them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's your recommendation?
My recommendation is a timely one.
Mm.
Halloween. It's actually a pretty good day for this. It's an old book, but that doesn't mean it's not good.
Oldie but a goodie?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Salem's Lot by Stephen King, which was made into a really terrible movie, but the book is very good. And it's about vampires, actually scary vampires.
Wow.
You know, it's nice to go back and find out that vampires are actually scary.
I think that they are romantic, ironic heroes, personally.
Oh, boy. I mean, you know, whatever. Some people like that, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I like scary vampires. And I don't know. It's a very slow build. It's got a small, creepy town.
Your
jam. It's very good. Yeah. I actually can't say a lot about the plot, because then that would just give it away. But it's very good. It's very slow and creepy. And a good Halloween book, if you're looking for a Halloween book to read.
Which you all should be, because Halloween
is
the best season,
life?
As we've previously waxed poetic about.
Wrap up in a blanket. Get some hot chocolate. Read a scary book.
Do it.
On a cloudy day.
Wait, that sounds really appealing, actually.
That is the dream.
Wait, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. You've convinced me. I'm going to read it.
All right.
Nice.
You're not going to be reading The Career of Evil?
No, I'm probably going to be reading that first. And also Marlon James' book, and also Uncle Janice by Matt Burgess.
You have a lot of books in your
and,
list.
And the Alexander Hamilton biography on which the musical
true.
Was based.
That's true, the 900-page book
I'm still
book
slogging through House of Leaves. I've been reading that since, like, 7th grade. that's an exaggeration. What have I been? 9th grade, though. Legitimately. There was a kid in my geometry class, and he said that I should read it.
So it's then
I went out and
book.
Bought it, and then I read maybe, like, 400 pages or something, and I had some nightmares, and then I just, like, lost track of it for some reason, because school started again, I think. And then I never finished it, so now
that's
I'm
a great
rereading
book.
It. But it's been like, 4 or 5 years.
Maybe you should.
Or more. Wait, way more. A long time.
You should restart it.
I have.
Oh, okay.
I'm on, like, page 20 again now.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
I love that book.
Yeah.
Anyway. But we have probably reached the end of our broadcast.
Oh, no. Everyone is going to be disappointed by that.
So we'll leave you with a PSA.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you. Yeah, we will see you next week.
Well, we won't see them, but they'll hear.
Okay.
We do this every time.
Every week.
You've been listening to
The
Spoken Words with Amanda.
And Ella. See you next week.
But you'll hear us.
God, it's a figure of speech, Amanda.
I can't deal with that.
I'm gonna cut us off.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.